Series, and the series is on the favor of God. We started last week, and what we were talking about last week is walking and expecting the favor of God. What is the favor of God? The favor of God is a favor mindset. It's where you believe that God is going before you. He's preparing people that will intervene in your life and be problem solvers for you, solution people that come into your life. Whether you deserve it or not, they show up and they help you have life better. But it's also where God does amazing things for you, like the sun and the moon standing still for Joshua. You know, it's like, whoa, Joshua, we talked about that. He spoke to the sun and the moon and told them where to stop and stand still, and they did. And you know, sometimes we think that our speaking things are so foolish and doing some of the things that we talk about and read about in the Bible are so foolish. But if you're going to have a victorious life and if you're going to experience the favor of God, then this is what you do. And so the favor of God is living a life that's abundant. The favor of God is living life with your shoulders back, your head held high, proud of who you are and proud of what you've done in life and proud of what you've accomplished. It's not going through life with your head hung low and your lip dragging the ground and your shoulders humped over, being negative all the time. That's not what a believer is supposed to be. And then God doesn't give you favor because of who you are. God gives you favor because of whose you are, right? It's because you're the child of the Most High God. You serve Jesus Christ, and you're a joint heir with Christ, but you're a child of God. He's your Father, and He wants you to have a good life. He wants things to go well for you. He wants to, when you face problems in a mountain in life, when my children face problems in mountains in life, I want to help them. I want to do anything I can to get them through it. And you're that way with your children. You don't want your children to go through life all negative and all down and all being talking about stuff and dragging their lips and being all beat up all their lives. You want them to be proud of you. You want to be proud of who they are. They're your child. And you want them to be proud that they're your child. And that's what God wants us to do. So He gives us His favor. But it just doesn't happen. And so what I want to say first of all is when you walk in the favor of God, and the favor of God is upon our lives, don't feel like you're immune to trouble. Don't feel like just because you're having the favor of God that you're exempt from problems, you're exempt from situations, and you're not going to have trouble in your life. Problems and trouble is a part of life. The difference of a successful life and a failed life is how they handle problems. So, with the favor of God, what happens to us is every single adversity becomes a victory. When you've got the favor of God on your life, every stumbling block becomes a stepping stone. God makes it that way for you. He shows up in our life. Now, today, so what I want to talk about is the favor of God in the middle of trouble. Now, you don't see trouble coming. If you saw it coming, you'd get out of its way, right? You don't see trouble coming. You just wake up when you're in trouble. All right? So, what do you do now? Okay, this is what I want to talk about. How do we handle trouble when we're already in the middle of it? The first thing that I want to say is you don't get negative. You watch your words. You watch your thoughts. You don't start blaming this and blaming that. You don't say, I'll never get out of this mess. You don't say, boy, that's junk Delbert's talking about, that favor of God stuff, that's a bunch of malarkey. You don't say, oh God, you must not be real. Because when you get negative, you're doing the total opposite of what the favor of God is. You're actually backing away from the favor of God rather than drawing it to you and you going towards it. The favor of God is positive. The favor of God brings hope. The favor of God is all up. You take the high ground with the favor of God, not the low ground. You don't get negative. And you got to get a mindset. Now, it takes a mindset to walk in the favor of God in the middle of trouble. So, I'm going to look at a scripture that we looked at last time and start working from there. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13. Now, we're going to go slow through this verse, but it's going to help us. All right? 1 Peter 1, 13 says, so brace up your minds. Let's stop right there. Brace up your minds. You can take that down for a few seconds. Brace up your minds. Now, think about it. When you're bracing your body, why do you brace your body? Because something's about to try to knock it down, right? Something's coming against it. And so you brace it. You're about to get punched. You're about to get hit. So you brace your mind. Something's trying to take out your mind. Something's trying to take out your right thinking. Something's coming against your mind. Brace up your minds, he says. Get your mind started to get set. The next thing he says, put it back up, be sober. Be sober. Now, what does that mean? Of course it means don't get drunk. But that's not all it means. Have a sober mindset. Have a serious mindset. Don't let anything come in and influence your thinking here. Because things are going to try. Be sober. The next thing he says is set your hope. Now we talked about setting or bracing your mind. We've also got to set the hope. Because another target of the trouble is to knock your hope down. The target for trouble is to remove your hope. Target for trouble is to knock your mind down. Get your thoughts messed up, knock you down there, knock your hope down. If it can knock your hope down and knock your thoughts down, then you're in trouble, real trouble. And you're not going to come out with the favor of God. Then it says, holy, get your hope set, holy and unchangeable. You've got to be totally sold out to this, holy sold out to this, and unchangeable. I want to use the word hard-headed. How many knows what hard-headed is? Yeah? You ever been hard-headed? You got a hard-headed kid? Huh? Well, God wants us to be hard-headed when it comes to hope. God wants us to be hard-headed when it comes to our thinking. God wants us to be hard-headed when it comes to the favor of God. He wants us to not change our thinking. Hard-headedness. Unchangeable. On grace. Amplified Bible as their grace or divine favor. I want to say this now. I'm going to work with it just a little bit later. But grace is an old English language. The same thing meaning favor. The way we would vernacularize it today. It's vernacularized. Is that a word? That's not a word. It sounds good though, doesn't it? The way we would say it today is favor. It's grace and favor, the same thing. All right, but what it says is on the grace or divine favor that what? Is coming to you. It's on its way. Get that point. Grace is coming to you, but to get it there, you have got to brace up your mind. You have got to remain sober, serious. Can't let any influencing things come in there. You have got to set your hope. Don't let anything move your hope. You have got to get hard-headed about this, so totally sold into it. And if you'll do that, he says, then God's divine favor is coming to you. In the middle of your trouble, you can have God's divine favor working for you. What does that mean? Simply means this. When you've got God's divine favor on your side, defeat is not inevitable. See, you just said, I'll never get out of this mess. You just said, I'll never get out of debt. You just said, I'll never be healed. No. With God's divine favor, one moment, one instance of God's divine favor can turn a situation completely around just that fast. And it also means, with God's divine favor in your life, you will never lose. Did Jesus ever lose? Did he have favor with God and men? When you're walking in God's divine favor in the middle of trouble, you'll never lose. So what I want to do is challenge you today to be expecting God's divine favor in the middle of your trouble. Have a favor mindset. Have a mindset that's favored for God. And if you will, then you're going to begin to battle the trouble. Now, in the spiritual dimension, when we go into battle or into warfare, we do it with words. This is what we're learning, okay? We do it with words. And we talked last time about how Jesus says if you're going to have a successful life, you've got to learn how to use your mouth right. Death and life are in the power of what? The tongue. And they that love it shall eat their own words. Right? Eat the fruit thereof. So you're going to eat your words. So when you're in trouble, you've got to watch your words. And so the way we go into the battle is with words. Now, Joel, I'm going to add to what we talked about last time, but in the book of Joel in chapter 3 and verse 10, it says this, beat your plowshares into swords. Now, what would a plowshare be for? For what purpose would a plowshare be? Plowing. Huh? Duh, hell. Help me a little bit. All right, but what is a sword for? For battle, right? So it's a mindset change. We're changing from a time of farming and harvesting and planting and reaping and those kinds of thoughts to a time of battle and war. And he goes on, into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Again, same thought. We're not pruning now. We're not harvesting. And what we're going into is a time of war here. And then he says an amazing thing. It seems totally disconnected. He says what? Let the weak say, I am strong. In other words, the way you beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears is with your words. By saying what you expect to happen. Let the weak say, I am strong. Now, you've heard that verse, let the weak say I'm strong. You sang it today on purpose. Imagine that. And what I was trying to tell you before the service started, see, it's so wrong to miss praise and worship. Because this is not just words of a song. This is beating your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. This is preparing the battle for battle. This is preparing your mind. It's getting your mindset. This is getting you serious into this, sobered into this. This is getting your hope built up. This is getting a hard-headedness about the favor of God and the grace of God coming upon our lives. We're not just wasting time here. This is very, very important. And what this scripture is telling us is we've got to change the way we're thinking. We can't keep thinking about farming and life as normal and doing... We've got to change the mindset. We're in war now. And if we're not careful, this thing's going to knock us out. This thing's going to take our minds out. This thing's going to take our hope out. And when you don't have hope, you can't have faith. And the next thing you know is you've lost the battle. Favor of God won't ever let you lose the battle. So the way we do it is declare. The way we do it is we set forth. Let the weak say, I'm strong. Let the sick say, I'm healed. Let the poor say, I'm rich. Get your mind. Stop letting your mind talk to you and you start talking to your mind. And what we got to learn is how to do this. See, and actually don't feel foolish. Stop sun, stop moon. That doesn't sound... Move mountain. A curse you fig tree. But there are things in life we need to learn how to curse, like cancer, like disease. And there's things in life we need to move, problems in life and situations in life that are hindering us to going on and accomplishing the things that God has for us. They got to move. And you got to speak to them. Let the weak say. Let the sick say. Let the lame say. Let the poor say. What do you expect? And if you can get that expectation happening, then hope comes. And when hope comes, faith comes. And when faith comes, God comes. And when God comes, things change. Some of you think your situation is so bad, you'll never get it changed. It'll never. I've been in debt all my life. I'm 40 years old, and I'm still in debt. I'm in worse debt now than I've ever been in my whole life. See, in your mindset there. I'll never get healed. I've been sick so long. I'll never. My marriage will never going to work. I'll never get married. I'll never be loved. You see, that's not the way you think. You think differently. You set up your hope. You've lost hope when you're thinking like that. You're backing away from the favor of God when you back like that. When you think like that. The truth is that with 1 second of the favor of God, any situation will immediately be reversed. You will go from a victim to a victor. From conquered to more than a conqueror. As long as you can expect, then you can have hope. And if you don't have hope, you can't have faith. And if you don't have faith, God can't move. I'll say this now. The only thing, and I nearly put it in the notes, but I didn't, and I don't want to go long, but the only thing God can't work through is unbelief. He went to his own hometown and he tried to minister to people. People he loved, people he cared about. And the Bible says there, he could do no mighty works because of their unbelief. Jesus, the Son of God, full of the Spirit. So, when you lose belief and hope and faith, and expectations, then you're leading a defeated life. I want to share this with you. I wasn't sure if I was going to or not. This is in your notes. It's Hebrews chapter 1, verse 11. And we're all familiar with it. And I'm going to quote it from the King James, and they'll put it up. There it is. They'll show it to you. But in the King James Version, it says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen." That's early English, and it's very difficult to understand. So I've given it to you here. And I think this is the New International Version, NIV Version. And it says here in Hebrews 11, 1, it says, "Now faith is being sure of what we hope for." And at the same time we're sure of what we hope for, we're not real certain of what we have not yet seen. But we're certain of what we want to see. Certain of what we do not see. We can't see it yet, but we do know we can be sure of what we're hoping for. Now, that's faith. Now, so notice here on the verse that before there's faith, there's hope. And if you don't have hope, you can't have faith. And so we go into these situations, and I'm thinking of a time where an individual came into my office, and they were broken, and marriage was falling apart. It was a horrible thing. And the individual was telling me all the details about how this had happened and that had happened. It was a prototypical type of a failing marriage. You know, all these crazy things happening with this person and with that person, and the fussing and the fighting and the yelling and the screaming and all of these things going on. And he was sharing with me in detail. Total detail. I mean, and I stopped. I said, whoa, I've heard enough. I don't want to know anymore. That's plenty. And he wanted me to pray that God would move. But what he was praying, wanted to pray about was the details. And I didn't want to pray about the details. I said, "No, listen, I want to pray for you. But I don't want to pray about the details. I don't want to pray about that. What do you want to happen? What do you expect to happen?" Well, it began to try to tell me, but it couldn't express it. It wasn't certain. You know, like this verse says here, being sure of what? Wasn't sure of what they wanted to happen. I said, no, and it would start telling me, trying to explain, and then they would fall back into all the details. I said, no, we can't do anything about that. That's done. We can't help that. That's all happened. Give me what you want to happen. Give me your hope. What are you hoping for? What do you want to see? What are you expecting to happen? Show me. Tell me this. So after three or four times, finally got it going in that direction. And then I began to get an expectation, and then hope came. And then we prayed. Today the marriage is better than it's ever been. They're doing better than they've ever done. They're still together going on strong, stronger than ever. You see, because when the favor of God comes, when hope comes, and when faith comes, when God shows up and the favor comes, things come out a whole lot better than they were when you went into the thing. God always makes things better. On the other side of it. But one of the hardest things for you to do for someone or for you to do is when you're in the middle of trouble to keep your hope up. It's hard. It's the most difficult thing to do. And the Bible tells us an amazing story about a man who came into, literally, hell was unleashed upon him. His name is Job. The whole book's about him. 32-3 chapters about this thing. Horrible story. Literally, God told the devil, "Have at him. Go." Job went through every kind of trouble you can imagine. First of all, his finances were crushed. He bankrupted. First of all, horrible devastation with his finances. Then his family. Horrible devastation with his family. Then his body went under disease and attack. These horrible boils began to break out on him. And you can imagine the mental anguish that brought. The distress and the stress and the depression and all of these things that would accompany all of this happening with you at one time. And so he had this going on. And then his relationship with his friends broke down. Had trouble there. The friends started accusing him, making accusations against him. All kinds of things going on in this guy's life. So then after, if that wasn't enough, then there was his wife. Let me read you this portion here about this. Let me set it for you first. What's happening is Job has these horrible boils on his body. And what they would do back then is they would make a big bed of ashes. And then the victim of this horrible thing would sit in these ashes because it would give him some comfort because he couldn't move because of the boils and the sores and stuff. It was so painful. And he was sitting in these ashes. And what they also did back then is they would take a piece of pottery and scrape the sores to get the scabs off and it sounds horrible, but this is the context of what's going on here that I'm about to read you. So his wife walks in. The guy's trying to keep himself presentable. The guy's trying to look nice when it wouldn't look like a monster. So here's what's happening in Job 2:9. Read it to you. His wife said to him, "Are you still trying to maintain your integrity? Are you still trying? All this is going on in your life and you're still trying to look good? Curse God and die. Use your mouth, Job, to end it. Use your mouth to destroy yourself." But Job replied, "You talk like a godless woman." What does that mean? God's not in your words, woman. That's not the words of God. Should we accept only good things from the hand of God and never anything bad? So in all this trouble, Job said nothing wrong. Now, I think that's important. He didn't let his mouth go negative. Well, a thought that we don't have here about Job and his wife is that everything that Job experienced, the financial problems, the family problems, the friendships, relationships breaking down, and all the mental and anguish and stuff that was going on, the depression, she was experiencing along with him. The only thing she didn't experience was the disease on his body. But the way she handled it was totally different from the way he handled it. He said nothing wrong, but her words were not of God. I want to read you this from a different translation. This is from the NIV version, and it says here, "He replied, 'You are talking like a foolish woman. Shall we accept good things from God, not trouble? In all this, Job did not sin in what he said.'" Job was hard-headed. He was favor-minded. He didn't sin with his words in the middle of a troubled time. We can sin when we get negative. And I want to make sure you see that. God never takes the low road. God always takes the high road. It's difficult to watch your words when things are going crazy in your life. But if you're going to be victorious, you must. That's the way you get the favor of God in the middle of a troubled time. You must. You having trouble with your finances, or just like Job, trouble with his finances, trouble with his family, trouble with his mind, trouble with his body, trouble in every kind of area that you can possibly imagine. Right in the middle of all of that, in chapter 10 of Job, he calls for the favor of God. Read it to you in Job 10:12. It says, "Thou hast granted me life and favor, and thy visitation hath preserved my spirit." Let me explain this to you just a little bit. God, you've always showed up for me with favor. You've given me life. And when I got in these tough times, you always showed up. And when your presence came, when you visited me with your presence, my life was preserved. Job says, "You know, I don't understand it. I don't understand a thing about it. I don't feel like I deserve this. I don't know how this happened. I don't know why this happened. But one thing I do know, is that you've always got me through before. Whenever your favor showed up in my life, it always fixed it. And I know one thing, your favor is on the way. I have a mindset. I'm fixing my mind. I'm watching my mouth. I'm serious about this. I'm keeping my hope up. And if I do these things, then I know your favor is coming to me. And you're going to get me through this one as well." And it's because of that mentality, it's because of that that Job didn't sin with his mouth. And it's no wonder that God brought him out of that thing so well. God brought him out of that thing better than Job went into it. It's amazing. He just didn't heal him and restore him. He made life better for him and blessed him twice with what he had when he went into it. Let me read this to you. Job 42, verse 10, verse 12 says this. "When Job prayed for his friends," when he used his mouth right, "the Lord restored his fortunes. In fact, the Lord gave him twice as much as before." This is the favor of God. When you're in trouble, you can handle it correctly and come out better. So the Lord blessed Job in the second half of his life even more than in the beginning. When the favor of God shows up, when the favor of God comes upon your life in the middle of difficult times, when the favor of God shows up, things always get better. And the rest of your life is better than it was when you went in. You have more going out than you had coming in if you do it correctly. Now some of us are in a situation very much like Job is in. You're devastated and you're in battles and you're in the middle of a bad time right now, or your finances or your health or your marriage or your children or your work. What I'm wanting you to see is that in tough times, you got to be especially watchful about your words, especially watchful about your mind. You got to brace it. You got to keep your hope up. If you want the favor of God to show up in your life, don't go negative. And I'm asking you, just as Job had to do, reach way down deep in tough times, in troubled times, and pull up the favor of God. Brace your mind. Get serious about this. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Watch your words. Speak it. Say it. Declare it. Expect it. Get your hope built up. The more hope you have, the more faith you're going to get. And the sooner God's going to show up. You got to say, God, you've always gotten it out of me. You've always gotten me through it before. You're going to get me through it again. And I know that when I come out, I'm going to be a better person. I'm going to be better blessed than it was when I went into it. I want to make certain that we see something in the Scriptures concerning favor. And I'm trying to get done here as soon as I can. I could say so much, but I want to make sure that we see this. And I've already said it, and I showed it to you in the Amplified Bible, where grace and favor are synonyms. They mean the same thing. I want to show it to you in the Scriptures a little bit better. The first time the word grace is found in the Bible is in Genesis chapter 6. And it's talking there about Noah. Put it up there. You got it up there? Yeah, it says, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. The word grace there in the Hebrew, it means graciousness, it means kindness, it means favor. It means objective. When somebody does you a favor, they give you, there's an objective in there. They give you a gift, there's an object that's there. They do something for you specifically. So when we get God's favor, there's a specific objective there. So that's the word, and it's the Hebrew word chin. C-H-E-N, chin. Now, showing you this from a more modern translation. This is from the NIV version. Let me show you this. It says, but Noah found favor. Old English, King James, says Noah found grace. More modern English says Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. Now, this is extremely important to me. Just the thought here of what's happening. When Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord, what happened? You remember that the world was about to experience deluge. That the flood was coming. And God spoke to Noah, build an ark. Get your family in the ark. You get in this ark, the flood comes. What happens when the favor of God's there is that you hear from God and you rise above the flood. In fact, the flood carries you. And you come down on the other side of the flood, but not only stop there, you keep on going after the flood. Now, the flood's going to take out most people, because the favor of God's not there. But when you find favor in the eyes of the Lord, floods carry you on. Listen, the whole world today is in an economic deluge. But it doesn't mean that you got to be in it. Right? You can have the favor of God. He's going to tell you to build an ark. He's going to tell you what to invest in or what not to invest in. People are saying, well, right now is a horrible time to start a business. I don't know. What does God say? He's telling you to build your ark. It was a great time for Noah to build an ark. I bet everybody else wish they had built one. That's the favor of God. I'm landing, attempting to land. I want to end with this one last thought for today. And remember now, the word grace and favor are synonyms. And there's a verse that you're all very familiar with. It's in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8. And it says, for by grace, King James Version, are you saved? Through faith. And that not of yourself, it's a gift of God. more modern New Living Translation says it this way: God saved you by His special favor. And when you believed, and you can't take credit for this, it's a gift from God. The favor that God gave you when He saved you is still available to you today. But you got to have a mindset, a favor mindset. It will show up. See, God's salvation is not just so that you can go to heaven when you die. God's salvation is so that you can experience what Jesus came to give you, and that was life, and that more abundantly. And so it's the favor of God coming into the middle of your trouble that will bless you, and you'll come out twice better person, healthy. God just doesn't want to heal you. He wants to give you your energy back, your strength back. He wants to make it whole for you. But to do these things, we've got to do what we've talked about today. We're in trouble, some of us. Trouble in our marriages, trouble in our finances, trouble with our health, trouble at work, trouble here, trouble there. But God says, my favor is on its way. But to get to my favor there to you, you have got to brace your minds, because the trouble is going to try to knock down your mind. You have got to be sober. You've got to be very serious about this. You have got to keep your hope up. You've got to set your hope. What the Lord is saying here, you've got to be hard-headed here. You've got to be favor-minded about this thing. Because that's how my favor is on its way to you. You've got to do what we read about, that you've got to beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. You got to use your words right. You beat them like that by decreeing what you expect. You got to do what Hebrews talks about. You got to know what you hope for. Be able to explain your hope. What do you expect to happen? Because that's the only way God's going to be able to move in through faith. You got to have hope. We've got to do what Job did. When times get tough, we've got to watch our mouths. We can't let our mouths make us sin. We can't let our mouths back us away from the favor of God. We got to go through those tough times, and we're going to find ourselves in troubled times sometimes where we got to reach down and dig out deep and pull up the favor of God and pull on the favor of God and expect the favor of God and decree, Father, You've always gotten me through it before. When your favor showed up, You delivered me. And we've got to do what we know to do. Speak to mountains. We know we got to do these things. We've got to declare it and decree it. And when the grace of God comes upon your life, when you found favor in the eyes of the Lord, it will rise you above any deluge that you'll ever experience, any flood of life. You're going to come down the other side of it. Actually, the flood itself will propel you. And you're going to come down the other side of it. And you're going to keep on going from it. While it's taking others out, it gets you there. And like Job, if you'll do these things and know that the grace of God is there for you, then you're going to come out twice blessed. But the most important thing is the rest of your life is better than anything that you've experienced so far. Our God is well able to do exceedingly and beyond anything that we can ask and anything we can even dream. Let's pray. Father, thank You for Your favor. Thank You for helping us see this. Thank You, Lord, that You want to give us Your favor. We're Your children. We're the apple of Your eye. And Lord, You want our lives to be so good. And Lord, we're battling unbelief in the middle of trouble. But Lord, we want Your favor upon us. And I pray, Lord, that we're learning. And we're learning so much about how You operate. And I ask You, Lord, to bless each person here with Your favor, with Your heads bowed and Your eyes closed. And you would agree with and be like me in that you find yourself in the middle of trouble. It's very, very difficult to keep your hope up. It's very difficult to not have negative thoughts and blame and find fault and go negative. It's very, very tough to do those kinds of things. But you want God to help you because you realize that when you go there, the favor can't come. So if that's you, along with me, and I'm admitting it myself, because when I get into tough times, I have to work on it. But if that's you today, and you would say, Lord, help me keep my mouth right, my thoughts right, my hope up, when I go into the middle of my troubles. If that's you, would you raise your hand? Let's just kind of all pray together. I think that's nearly all of us. Father, we want your favor. Without your favor, Lord, without your grace, we're just defeated. But with your favor, we're victorious. We're more than conquerors. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. And Lord, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, to remind us, show us, help us realize when we're beginning to sin with our mouths. Head still bowed and eyes still closed. Now some of you are not where you need to be with God. And the grace of God is not there. Maybe one time you received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, but you got away from that. Maybe you've never received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. The grace of God, the favor of God, can't be there for you. You've got to have a mindset serious about this thing. He wants to bless your life. He wants to give you His gift of favor. He wants your life to be abundant. He loves you. But you got to believe, because He cannot work through unbelief. If that's you, and you would allow me the honor just to pray for you, then I really want you to respond. Allow the Lord to be Lord of your life. Confess with your mouth. Believe in your heart. And God's going to begin doing some amazing things for you. So if that's you today, you know you're not where you need to be with God. You want to get closer with Him. You want to have His divine favor always active in your life. If that's you, would you raise your hand right where you're sitting and let me pray for you. I see a hand here. Any others? There? Any others? Hand? I see your hand. See it?